We learn strict rules as kids, then follow them as grown-ups. We don't choose our native language, and society influences our dreams. Each person has personal dreams, like becoming a doctor or traveling the world. But there's also a shared dream, for instance, everyone wants a peaceful world. Parents, schools, religions, and other powerful influences teach us the rules of this collective dream. Education shapes our understanding of right behavior, beliefs, and morality. However, these rules weren't chosen by any of us. Accepting them without question means we're being trained to fit into society, like domesticating animals. As kids, adults had more power over us. They could stop us from rebelling and punish us if we didn't listen. They also praised us for following their rules and beliefs. Most of us gave in. Think about how many parents say good when kids obey and bad when they don't. A new approach, breaking free from self-control. Following rules gets our attention and praise from adults, teachers, and friends. That feels good, so we keep doing it. We're afraid of being rejected, so we often pretend to be someone we're not. Ultimately, we end up controlling ourselves because these beliefs are deeply rooted within us. We create an ideal self-image and criticize ourselves when we don't live up to it. However, there's another approach. We can break free from this pattern by making new agreements with ourselves. We'll explore these in the following sections. Be flawless with your speech, never using it against yourself or others. The word impeccable originates from Latin, meaning without sin. Being impeccable with your words means never using them to harm yourself. This harm includes self-judgment or blame, like thinking you're too overweight or unintelligent. Even thinking these things is like using words against yourself. Instead, focus on affirming your greatness and self-love. Your choice of words holds immense power, shaping both your own thoughts and how others perceive you. Words aren't just random sounds, they enable communication, shape your worldview, and influence others' opinions. Power of words, how they shape our beliefs. A smart and good-hearted woman cherished her daughter deeply. One day, she came home hoping for quiet time alone. But her daughter, in a cheerful mood, was loudly singing. Losing control for a moment, the woman yelled, "Your voice is terrible. Shut up." This experience left a lasting impact on the daughter. She began to believe her mother's words, convincing herself that her voice was ugly and bothersome. As a result, she stopped singing and found it difficult to speak to people. This story shows how words can trap us. Think about how often you've told yourself you're not good enough. Every time you do this, you're agreeing with those words and letting them control you. Developing a strong self reduces personal sensitivity to external opinions. Taking things personally happens when someone is rude, even recently. It's a common issue where you start agreeing with and feeling responsible for something, even if it's not your fault. This can lead to thinking everything revolves around you, known as personal importance. It stems from how we're taught to interpret everything as if it's about us, a habit ingrained since childhood. In reality, what people say or do to you isn't really about you at all. It's about them. People live by their own dreams and beliefs. When someone criticizes you, it's more about their own issues and views than about you. Whether they praise you or insult you, it reflects their own emotions, not who you are. To handle this, understand yourself well. When you're confident in who you are, you won't rely on others' opinions or approval. Their words won't shake you because you know yourself better than anyone else does. Everyone sees the world differently. Recognize your viewpoint. Imagine someone saying your words hurt them. It's not just your words, it's their own pain. When you get mad at what someone says, it's your fear. Handling these emotions is crucial. Avoid presumptions, inquire instead. Ever thought something was seriously wrong with a relationship just because someone didn't say hi once? This happens to everyone. Assuming things like this can cause big problems. When you assume, you believe your thoughts are true. But often, they're not based on reality. They only seem real in your mind. It's like feeling tricked when things turn out differently than you thought. When you're unsure about something, you might think you understand it, only to find out later it means something completely different. Imagine walking in a city and seeing someone attractive smiling at you. You might assume they like you and start dreaming about marrying them. These kinds of assumptions can lead to big problems in relationships. People often think their partners can read their minds, so they get upset when things don't go as expected. Break the assumption cycle. Assumptions about yourself can lead to disappointment when you fail, but often, asking more questions could have helped you succeed. Replace assumptions with brave questions. They're tough but crucial to challenging assumptions. If your friend doesn't say hi, instead of assuming something's up, just ask, "What's happening?" The key is to talk clearly. That means asking enough questions until you understand completely. Asking questions helps you find the truth and stops you from guessing. Strive for excellence despite its evolving nature. When you were younger, adults often told you to always do your best. It's solid advice you should stick to. Doing your best depends on each situation. As long as you give it your all, you won't need to blame or judge yourself. Your best changes from day to day. Some days, you'll do incredibly well, while others, not so much. Find fulfillment through work. If your only reason for working hard is to earn a paycheck, you won't reach your full potential. Many people stick to jobs they don't enjoy just for the money, leaving them feeling drained and uninspired. This lack of satisfaction often leads to weekend activities like parties and drinking to unwind. On the flip side, when you work hard because you genuinely love what you do, you perform better and work feels easier. This commitment to always doing your best enhances your overall effectiveness and helps you feel more fulfilled in your work and life. Free yourself by abandoning past commitments for liberation. Now that you've realized how old ways of thinking can make you unhappy, here are three ways to break free from them and feel better. First, think about the life you're living right now. It's like a dream that was shaped when you were a kid. But now, as an adult, you can change this dream. You can start believing in new things. You also have the power to see that what you learned as a child isn't the only truth. This means you can change your dream and decide what you want to believe in. This is called the second attention dream. To do this, start noticing the beliefs that make you unhappy because they are based on fear. Break these beliefs down and replace them step by step with new beliefs, like the four agreements. Achieve freedom through awareness and forgiveness. The Toltec belief in freedom includes the idea that a parasite controls our minds, sapping our energy. This parasite thrives on negative emotions like resentment, which we unknowingly feed. Imagine waking up full of energy, then arguing with your partner and suddenly feeling completely drained. These negative emotions trap us, making it hard to change our lives or help others. To break free, we must practice forgiveness. By forgiving those who hurt us, including ourselves, we starve the parasite of its food source and stop this draining cycle. To truly free yourself, live each day as if it could be your last. This helps you focus on what matters right now, rather than worrying about what others think. It's about seizing the moment and asking yourself, "Do I want to waste this incredible time on other people's opinions?" This mindset clears away distractions, giving you a clearer view of how you want to live your life. Key points. 1. We are raised to follow strict rules, but we can create our own life principles. 2. Words have great power. Using them wisely can shape our beliefs and self-image. 3. Don't take things personally. Others' actions reflect their own beliefs, not yours. 4. Avoid assumptions by asking questions to understand situations clearly. 5. Strive to do your best, knowing it can change from day to day based on circumstances. 6. Find fulfillment in your work by doing it for passion, not just for money. 7. Break free from past beliefs by embracing new ones, and achieve freedom through awareness and forgiveness.